The judiciary's mission is to provide justice. But according to Chief Justice Mark Reckenwald, one thing that can get in the way of doing that is the lack of judges. The issues where it's becoming acute is in areas that affect the family and cases involving impaired driving. We talked to Senior Judge Robert Mark Browning about why the judiciary feels it can't wait any longer for relief for an additional district judge to help with the ballooning drunk driving caseloads.
We need another judge because the number of judges that we have now simply is not enough for us to be able to address the numerous cases that are being filed and the difference between what was in 1995, for example, in terms of numbers, and this is based upon the data that we've gone back and looked at till now, is very dramatic. I mean, it's important to note that we haven't had an additional judge added to the bench, the district court bench, since 1982, rather. So that's 36 plus years. And since 1982, looking at the population here on Oahu, there's been an increase, at least till from 1982 to 2016, of 230,000 cases. So since 1995, looking at DUI cases, 1995 we had 2,179 cases, and in 2018 it's more than doubled. It's 4,622 cases. So that's a dramatic increase, and given the kinds of limitations that we have with respect to all the duties that district court judges are required to basically to attend to in terms of all the other cases and the jurisdictional issues that we have to deal with, we obviously are have issues with respect to getting these cases done in a timely way, and that's what we want to address. We're not only asking for another judge in district court, but we're asking for another judge in family court and on Maui, for another district court judge and another family court judge in Kauai. If you're asking me, could we use another judge in district court other than the one that we're requesting, the answer is obviously yes, given the number of cases that we have. We also are very indebted to the legislature, and we know that there are multiple problems and issues that they're having to deal with respect to issues in the community that restricts the amount of funding that they can give us. So we're looking to at least address the DUI issue by being able to take a judge position. In addition, with two clerk positions that always comes with a judge position and a bailiff position, that will allow us to be more flexible and to hear these cases in a more timely way.
Right. The caseload is a big deal, and then just to make sure that everybody's got due process and their case is heard in a timely manner.
Exactly. Due process is core to our constitutional rights, and it is about basic fairness and the understanding and the commitment that we have to trying to be able to, well, not trying, to being able to live up to that core value is something that we take very, very, very seriously, and is something we try to honor each and every day that we serve.
What about the need for judges on the neighbor islands?
Maui has seen an incredible increase in their population. And the Second Circuit, for example, not only serves Maui, but it serves Molokai and Lanai as well. The Maui County population, from what I can tell based upon the information I have in front of me right now, has doubled since 1982. So our caseload over there has increased by 30%. So we really need another judge over there as well. We haven't asked for another judge in district court till this session. We've asked for another judge in family court for a number of years, and we haven't gotten that. The fact that we have not been able to fill the position in family court for the last 7 or 8 years that we've been asking has been an issue for us, because of the kinds of cases that family court sees that are basically cases and involve issues that are central to who we are as individuals and values of our community, and they involve serious matters, not just like district court does, but even more serious matters involving children. And since we hadn't had that filled, we understanding the limit, the various different fiscal issues, we have waited to a place and point where we can't wait anymore to ask.
What about physical space? Because I know covering something recently, it was a circuit court judge, but his office was over at the district court building.
We have more problems in terms of space with our circuit courts, in terms of adding circuit court judges. Just basically, we don't have enough jury trial courtrooms. In terms of district court, we're able to accommodate an additional judge. In terms of family court, we have an additional courtroom also in Kapolei. That, you see, when we're talking about Kapolei and family court, you need to understand that in 2007 or 8, the legislature gave us two positions for a family court, for two family court judge positions, but they weren't able to fund it because of the Great Recession. In 2013 and 14, they funded one of them. The point being that when we built the Kapolei courtroom, we built it for the additional two judges, so we have that court. And we have an extra courtroom also in district court that we would be able to use.
Right, so you just want some warm bodies in there.
Yeah, we just, you know what, we want to do is be able to handle these cases in a way that serves the public interest in terms of all the various different constitutional rights, to be able to provide for decisions that are made in an expeditious way that takes into account the rights of everyone concerned. And we don't want to be in a position where we have to continue cases because of court congestion, because there's so many cases, which is what's happening now. We know that the DUIs involve a serious issue with respect to our community, and they involve problems that individuals have that are criminal in nature, but yet also affect their family lives, their personal lives. And the fact is that, you know, not to be able to hear these cases in a timely way is something that frustrates us, and it frustrates the community. And in the long run, you know, what happens is that if we're not able to process and hear these cases, as we know, people can get hurt and have gotten hurt. And that's something that we take very seriously. But we need to have the resources to be able to address it. And being able to be, understanding that resources are limited, we wouldn't ask unless it was absolutely looking at the balance of what we should prioritize in terms of community safety as well as accountability as well as due process. We wouldn't make this ask unless it was absolutely necessary.
We were talking to Judge Robert Mark Browning about the requests by the judiciary for additional judges on Maui, Kauai, and Oahu. I'm Catherine Cruz, and this is The Conversation on HPR1.